For a long, long time, I contemplated the ocean without understanding it. I could feel the immense energy of its waters. I was astonished by the depths of its blues. I breathed the air of the wide open seas. But in reality, I saw nothing. How have I got to this point where I no longer see what is around me? To understand that, we have to return to the very beginning.
You've heard it again and again. In the wild, males are the leaders. Males are the strongest. In a word, males rule. But let's leave preconceived notions behind. Despite their magnificent attributes, males don't always live up to their reputations. These lazy bones who snore away 20 hours a day wouldn't be much without the help of their mates. So, let's focus on those to whom they owe a whole lot. Females.
For 7 years, I've spent half my time in Zanskar. I've learned the language. The villagers have given me a Zanskari name, Ongmo, and accepted me into their family. This Himalayan region has become my second home. From village to village, house to house, I've enjoyed the privilege of the ethnologist who says, "I'm interested in your lifestyle. I'd like to spend time with you, study your gestures, listen to your words." What a job.
Some 3,000 years ago, the Samoyed tribes domesticated the wild reindeer in these mountains. Today, their descendants, the Tsatan, still capture wild reindeer. The deep snow helps the hunters. It slows down the flight of the animals. The prey escapes, leaving the men empty-handed after days of a grueling hunt. Moving to another valley, the hunters will start to track the deer again.